Blog Talk Radio.
Are the right and left driving you mad? Losing friends and family because of your worldviews? Are you getting lost in the great divide? It's a fight for your mind and heart, and you've come to the right place at the right time. Get ready to leave the matrix of confusion and discover a new future with Healing the Rift. And now, here are your hosts, Adrian, Josh, and your friendly oversoul, Sotu.
Here we are. I know, he's very scary this morning. Honey, what about if we had new listeners? You're going to scare them. Well, I know, it's Halloween time coming up.
So. It is Halloween.
All right. Good morning, folks. I'm Adrian. Welcome to Healing the Rift.
We've already got one thumbs up and two hearts. I mean, come on, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoever you are, we love you out
now
there.
Now we got five hearts.
Oh,
so,
dear.
So listen,
He's Josh, by the way.
I am?
Yes.
Well, hello, everybody. There's obviously somebody out there. So here we are on the 18th.
It is. 18th
of October in 2020, and we're all still alive.
Yay!
Yay!
And we're having a whole lot of fun, too.
Okay. We're having a whole lot of fun.
I guess
it's one's definition of fun, isn't it?
That is a question.
Yeah.
Aside from the falderall that we're having here this morning, if you're new to the show, we do talk with a consciousness we've been talking with for over 25 years, which means we're a little crazy, that Josh channels. And we call them so too. And they have a lot to say that we found very interesting, very helpful, very provocative.
Well, at the very least, they seem to be able to fill up these hour and a half that we do every Sunday. Streaming error.
Okay, so yes, we are on the radio, and you can call in and speak with us, but we are also streaming sometimes intermittently on Facebook Live at Healing the Rift. So if you want to see us, go to Facebook, but either way.
Then everybody can be confined at all. Screwed up. Hey, it is Mercury retrograde. Do it again.
Well, we're working on that streaming quality, but we will be getting to so too, because Josh and I usually have a little bit to say about what's going on in the world. And
well, more Adrian has a little to say about what's going on in the world.
It kind of changes from week to week.
Well, it gives you an opportunity to spew a little bit too, you know. It's like I let so too do my talking for me, so it's a little easier that way.
But what we do is, after we get our few minutes to spew, Josh goes into his channeling.
I could do a chant.
Channeling trance.
Bethany. You remember Bethany? Bethany, she used to do this Buddhist chanting that was just fascinating.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amazing. Truly amazing.
At any rate, then Sotu comes through. Josh doesn't know what Sotu is saying, and Sotu has full use of Josh's body, and he's happy. Sotu is a they, are happy to talk with you and answer any questions you might have about the world, about your life, about what the is going on. So that's where we're going to be going. But you don't have anything to say about this week?
I think that there's an artificial intelligence around, fly finger around. So if it lands on my head during this show.
All right. We'll point it out so that we don't have a Biden moment. Or no.
Harris. Harris and Pence. And Pence.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Come on. Get it straight, will you?
Isn't it amazing where our focus is nowadays and how easily we are
distracted,
disturbed, demented, and
there's a bunch of things all happening at the same time, and we never thought that, you know, if you call everything a conspiracy theory, then as they begin to happen, the template of knowing has already been set, and then everybody gets to pretend that they're really surprised when what has been being talked about for months is now actually making the legitimate rounds. So, you know.
So things are actually manifesting that have been talked about for a long time. And they are in many ways very disturbing. And
let's not judge things.
Well,
I've learned let's not judge them, because even those things that you think are, what shall I say, even these things that you think are bad could actually turn out being quite good in the long runs. So one never really knows what the universe has up their sleeve. And the one thing that we do know is the universe does have a somewhat ironic sense of humor.
Yes. Yes, they do.
So
this is the week that for archival purposes that the news broke about potential
corruption's
the right word,
corruption
with
fraud, corruption, but I'm not surprised, and let's not judge even that at this point. Let's leave that up to the gods, as they say.
Okay. Well, then I don't
get the hell out of here.
Well, I don't have anything much to say, because we're all here. We know what's going on, or our version of what's going on. And it's very helpful to speak with Sotu, because they're outside the set.
Yeah.
He's grumpy this morning. So.
Well, you'd be grumpy, too, if you had an energy up your...
Oh, well.
Hey, did you see what was that movie Venom?
Oh, yes, that was kind of fun. Yes,
yeah.
A bit like that.
Yeah, kind of a bit like that.
But that's not quite how I picture Sotu.
No, but you know, hey.
Hey, if you want to find out more about Sotu, Channeling Josh, Our Journeys, go to a website. It's on the Blurb Fire Blog Talk Radio, because it's kind of fascinating. But right now we know
you say so.
You want to talk too.
So too? You want to talk to so too.
So we play just a tiny bit of music if we can get it to work. And during that time, Josh goes into channel. And the next voice you hear will be that of so too. You're not opening your eyes? You're not opening his eyes?
We just thought we'd sneak in. You know.
Oh, well.
All right. Hello, everyone. We are so too, and we invite you to join us on another journey through the intimate realms of your imagination. All right. Oh, we have somebody waiting already.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, hello, Adrian. Hello, everyone. Your world is certainly, we're going to just take a couple of minutes as we begin here today to kind of give you an encapsulation of the energy that is occurring in your world. And what you are beginning to see is that the illusions around so many of the dynamics of your reality are beginning to crumble and fall away, and the stark truth of what is lying underneath is becoming more and more into your awareness. And this is occurring both on a personal level and on a collective level as well. The drama that is playing out politically in the United States right now, particularly around this weekend and around the candidate for president and his son, that whole dynamic that is going on today is a revelation of truth that has been hidden for quite some time. And you're going to be seeing more and more of these dynamics that are going to be coming out between now and the first of the year, because it's not going to be until the first of the year that the energy really begins to shift and change in a way that you're going to say, this was the end of the crisis. And so by the time that you get into springtime, into 2021 and beyond, things are going to be improving greatly as you stabilize both yourselves and your world. So on that bit of a good note, shall we take our first caller?
Yes, we're going to a caller in the 203 area code, Connecticut, we think. Good morning.
Are you there? Good morning. Well, we had someone.
So one more try. Some caller in the 203 area code. Do you wish to speak with us? Can you hear us?
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, we
Hi,
can hear you.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Soraya, and I'm calling in from Connecticut.
Yes, tier one. What can we do for you today?
It has been a tumultuous time for everyone going through on the planet. I just want to know how I can best harvest my energy to for this coming week on my job. Yeah, that's basically it, or whatever message you have for me.
All right. Well, do you mind if we ask you a couple of questions in order to get an indicator of this?
Sure.
All right. So how are you feeling? You know, just in general, overall, physical, emotional, how are you feeling right now, these days? You know, you're facing a crisis. You've got some coming up tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, work. Yeah. Well, I feel,
how are you feeling? Awesome. Other than apprehensive.
Yeah. That's basically how I feel. Like a pull and push type of feel. I know fear is a mind killer, so I definitely stay in tune with when I'm becoming fearful. Then I go in my car and go do some deep breathing to get centered back. And it just be, you know, reoccurring memories of past issues, mistakes, whatever, things that I thought was a resolve for me, but it shows up, kind of leave me perplexed. Like,
yeah,
I had to do... I'm sorry.
Go ahead, please.
Like I did hypnotherapy 4 weeks ago, and I had to bring, like I said, I had to do that in order to bring me back to center. It's like I hit my ground zero. I didn't, like, all the things that I learned for myself to adapt and whatever, is like it just wiped out. Like, I hate to sound oblivious to my own existence, but
well, yeah, okay. So, you know, here's a situation that you are, you as so many in your world have been suffering a dynamic that is a result through no It's a result that has come to you from the outside. In other words, it's not something that you have actively created through yourself through a dynamic of mispatterning. In fact, what is happening is a dynamic of your world is reflecting a whole dynamic of which you have chosen to participate in. If you are putting a lot of weight on the dynamics of the past, you are making a mistake in that sort of understanding, because, in fact, the dynamics of the opportunities for change are great in many ways and great in a very positive sort of way. It is very possible for you, if you are able to step away from your fear, to be able to have a certain dynamic of objectivity and awareness that will allow you to deal with these situations that are going to be coming at you, and in a way that has a certain amount of grace and elegance attached to them. Your attempt at hypnotherapy to change your inner dynamics is very good instinct on your part. And but the dynamic ultimately is that when you change an inner patterning in that sort of way, in other words, when you do it through a dynamic of suggestion, then what often a hypnotherapist doesn't tell you is that in a relatively short period of time after you've changed the dynamic of the inner, your reality, your actual physical reality, asks you to prove that you've made the change. In other words,
right.
A situation that you might consider over and done with, in fact, has been exasperated by the dynamic of going in and screwing with those old, that's a spiritual term, messing with those old neural pathways, those old patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what you have done in this dynamic, which is why you're hitting all those old feelings and those old fears and those old dynamics of less than.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When in fact the truth is that you've grown up and you are not that what shall we say, that weak individual that you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, all you really need to do is to remember who you really are and to be willing to stand upon that. Even, you know, even if you screw up and get fired, at least it'll be better than rolling over.
You ain't lie. I literally had to let it out. And you're amazing. Thank you. Thank you for speaking with me and even taking my call. I'm a first-time listener and caller, so this is really beautiful because that's exactly where I was.
All right.
Like,
well,
okay.
We do this every week. So listen, we got a couple of words of advice. Don't take yourself so damn seriously, all right?
You really have
a good heart. You really have a good soul. Enjoy your life.
Yes, sir. Mhm. Oh man.
All right.
It's not. Mhm. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. All right. So we're going to let you go now because too much impact on a Sunday is difficult. All right.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, dear one. All right, thank you for the call. All right. So, again, you know, we talk about these dynamics.
And, yes, you can continue to listen. Feel free. Soraya, thank you. Yes.
So, you know, you talk about these dynamics, and, you know, it seems, so too, you just cut right through it. Well, it's easy because we're reading her mind. No. We're not really reading her mind. We're communicating with her higher self, which really, you know, it's easy to see. And so many of you, you know, this is a beautiful example for so many of you that are experiencing these dynamics right now. You know, if you take you can add astrology into the dynamic. And if you add astrology into the dynamic, there are a number of influences that are going on right now, of which this person, Soraya's reflection of the things that she's feeling, the inner dynamics that she's feeling, the dynamics of questioning herself are particularly purposeful. And they don't mean that you are failures. All they do is mean that you have vestiges of these dynamics left within your energy field, and they are those one of those things, some of those things that you incarnated in a physical body in order to deal with in a lifetime. And so as Shariah reaches the dynamic of the remembrance of who she really is, and begins to move forward, she answers the dynamic of the cosmic, are you sure? And she says, she's saying to her subconscious, yes, I am sure. And so the more that she does that dynamic, the less she has to deal with that negative energetic situation. That reminder, it's not really a negative energetic situation anymore. It's a reminder of the past. It's a reminder of an old energetic situation. You can choose to give into it and become that old piece of self, or you can continue to be who you actually truly are, with a remembrance that, hey, this is a natural energetic dynamic that you have all given very ambiguous messages to your reality about what you want. I want love, but I don't want love that way. I want love, but I don't want love this way. I want love, but I don't want love that way. And, you know, you have, you say you define these dynamics by the negatives, by what you don't want, because you, in fact, don't really know what you do want.
Ah, there's the reason we call this show Destination Unknown.
Destination Anywhere. Do, 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 do.
Yes, folks, Sotu has access to all of the music in Josh's memory banks. So we often are serenaded with purpose. And, we were reminded of the movie The Commitments yesterday.
Dear, dear. Everybody has to know your secrets, do they not? Did you say whoop?
No. So, yes, it's clearly a pattern. And sometimes it's easy. It's like that commercial where you hit yourself in the forehead and say, I could have had a V8.
That may be a little dated for some of these youngsters.
Clearly. We realize we're just playing out an old pattern, and it's not who we are anymore.
Well, and you know, it's also the realization that you're actually even playing out a pattern. You know, Shariah obviously has been around the block a few times because she knew about hypnotherapy and she knew about the dynamic of suggestion. And you may, many of you don't know about this, but energetically, you can change anything on the level of your subconscious, and you can do it through dynamics of self-meditation. But in fact, just by sitting quietly and utilizing your imagination, you can heal, you can move beyond rage, you can move beyond fear. There's any number of things that you can do along these sorts of lines, you know. Basically, all it is a remembrance of who you really are.
Right. Which?
All right. Good. All right. We done today?
Well, we're waiting to see if somebody else calls in.
Well, you can call.
I can call. Here I am.
So, what do you have to say for yourself? So too is putting me on the spot.
Again. No, I recognize.
Come on, what's been on your mind this week? Well, now she's going, oh my God, what are they talking about?
Which thing has been on my mind? Which way is the future going to play out?
Is it really that? Are you really all worried about how the future is going to play out, or you're just kind of trying to control it?
Probably control.
Probably? That's not a tendency for humanity to try to control things, is it?
No. So let's see. I ended up at a level of rage I hadn't experienced in a long time, took care of that. And of course, that's just a cover up for fear. And
what were you enraged about?
Do I remember? Myself,
oh,
ultimately.
Well, that's the easiest thing, isn't it? How many of you spend all your time, so much of your time blaming yourselves? How many of you spend most of your time in now? And how many of you spend so much of your time trying to fix the dynamics of the past?
Or control the future.
Through some sort of strange understanding. When in fact, the truth of the matter is you can only be in the now.
That's where the power is. That's where the different choice is.
Well,
but that doesn't mean
is that where the power is, or is that the source of all missed opportunities?
Clearly the source of missed opportunities.
Clearly. Speaking of a missed opportunity.
All right, bring
Miss Lee on board.
We're going to a caller in the 828 area code. Thanks for calling in, Lee. Saved my butt.
Hey, yeah, no. I am Miss Opportunity. Not missed, Miss, M-I-S-S. I am Miss Opportunity this morning. So today, y'all, I'm not calling about me for a change. I am just peachy. But I have a cousin who is not. And he and I share a lot of the same DNA, if you know what I mean. And he's struggling, and it hurts my heart. And he's causing all kind of drama in my life. My husband will not allow him in my house because of shit family told him, you know, on him or whatever. And Dean shit. I mean, it's theirs. It's not mine. But I'm tired of it. I love all of them. And I don't want my cousin to die. He's close, y'all. He's been real close, closer than I've ever been. And I told him to call in, but he won't. He's probably, I don't know, curled up in a ball somewhere. How do I get through to him?
Do you think he's listening?
I don't know. I doubt it. I doubt it.
All right. So there's not going to be any magic words you're going to be able to give him. You're going to have to, you know, if you remember, and we know you do, you had to get to a place within the dynamics of your inner world where you were so uncomfortable that you had to make a choice. Now, because you were never really addicted to substances, and even though you haven't said it, we do sense that he is addicted to something.
Yep, he is. He's an idiot.
Well, that, you see, that's you
but
never got lost in that.
We
know he's smart. There's a lot of smart people that have brought themselves to that sort of demise. All you can do is convince him that there's a better life on the other side of it.
I think he's doing it for attention.
Partly.
And I've called him
but
on
only
that
partly.
Too. I've called him on it because I won't put up with it.
Yeah, but he is. He's deeply needy. There is a space inside of him that he is seeking to fill, and it's strictly an emotional dynamic. And so if you try to inject too much logic and reason into the dynamic, he's just going to reject it because doing is you instead of acknowledging his pain and acknowledging that whole dynamic, everybody is saying, oh, no, you must deny it. You must just suck it up. You must do it you must change it without ever changing the underlying dynamics that caused this in the first place. You know, one does not become addicted to something unless one is in incredible pain.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know,
if you wish,
yeah, if you wish to, you know, we understand that you have a need to assist, basically because you have been able to solve so many of your own difficulties. But again, you must remember that you had to make certain choices within yourself in order to make the outer choices. And he has to find the wherewithal. Now, if you can assist him in finding that choice, that's where you could probably be of great assistance to him. But it's not going to be, you know, that your husband. Even though he's, what shall we say, the most sensitive flower in the bunch, even though he's not that, in fact, his instincts are correct but his instincts are correct. His underlying reasons are not. His instincts
he's
are correct
worried about
because
me.
It would not serve your cousin to get into another codependent relationship. He's already codependent with others. And so it would not serve him for you to just jump into that group as well. So, you know, it's much more important that you stay the adult and you look for that. Be patient, stand on the outside of it, and look for that opening. You know, at some point he's going to be straight, or at some point he's going to have hit a wall in a certain way that's going to leave a doorway that he might actually listen. But he's got to make that, he's got to cross that line, just as you had to cross that line.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's becoming, you know, and if he's looking for attention, then you don't give him the attention.
Yeah.
All right. But now the question ultimately is, how
manipulative. He said he lost it because of his mama died. But then that was codependent from hell, both of them.
Yeah, well, everybody
but
she, dies.
You know,
her
heart's in the right place. Her heart's in the right place now. And I think she gets it now. But he didn't get it yet.
Right, right. Well, he's going to be the last one.
I just don't want him to off himself, before it gets good.
Well, give us a moment. Okay, well, let's take a look at this. What's his first name?
Clay.
Hold on.
And my maiden name. Mm-hmm. We're both grandchildren of Eleanor.
Okay. All right. For the next 6 months, we don't see that there is much of a possibility that he would off himself. We're not saying there's not something that can't come from out of the blue that throws him into a dynamic of a deep depression, but that's not really where he is right now. And is he reaching out for help? Yeah, in a half-hearted sort of way, in a manipulative sort of way.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you let him know that you're not going to fall for his bullshit, that you can have compassion for him and understanding, but you're not going to be manipulated and you're not going to fall for his bullshit, and you can be the... What shall we say? The adult voice in his life.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
So that's what we would do.
Okay. Thank you.
So how are you, though?
I'm amazing. I'm up to good trouble. And I'm grateful for the help. I am grateful for the help, and I'm grateful for y'all.
Problem.
Because, I mean, it's been fun.
And we're grateful for you, too. Well, and it's going to even get better. You know, it's like, For years, we have been saying, you know, one of the hardest things to do is that when you are actively creating a positive reality for yourself, when so many others are living in a nightmare, it can be very difficult. But there needs to be those templates of hope, those beacons in the dark, as they say. Mm-hmm. Who would have thunk that from you, Holly?
Oh, God, I know. I remember the first time I met y'all. I was there. I mean, I came to that expo sick of the medical community with a pill, and sick of my family, you know, just calling me crazy, and sick of everything. And I wasn't getting what I needed, and I was looking for something. And I don't know why, and I don't know about all this stuff that y'all say, whether it's true or not. It helped me a lot, and it helped my mama. God knows she needed it. And we just had such a good time. You know, it was really fun, and it's been a lot of fun ever since. And I'm grateful for my surfboard and riding that wave.
All right. Well, we always love speaking with you, dear one.
Yes,
are we going to be speaking with you Tuesday night?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. Well, and again, that allows us to put in a little commercial, dig here. Thank you, Lee. We do have a Patreon channel. And we do an open session, a conversation with Sotu, what Adrian likes to call a monthly tune-up on Tuesday nights, usually the third Tuesday of the month. And we have one this Tuesday. And any of you that would like to join in, it gives us an opportunity to very personally flay your butts. So,
privately.
Privately.
And you like it.
Privately, right, where you're not. And you like it. Right, and you enjoy it.
And you like it. Right, and you like
enjoy
it. Yes. All right, love y'all.
All right, dear one, we love you too. All right. Hold on. All right.
Good to hear from you, Lee. Thank you.
All right. So, but again, you know, and again, we're talking about reflections of the consensus energy that is coming out more and more in your lives, you know. So you look at the situation that Lee was just talking about, mm-hmm. and you have it affects at least a half a dozen people's reality, you know, the mm-hmm. dynamic of the one person, everything from Lee to the cousin, to the cousin's parents, to the other relatives that are involved mm-hmm. in the dynamic, you know, Lee's husband and children, and, you know, the whole dynamic, you know. And again, what is that a reflection of? That's a reflection of situations that exist in your reality that you have put off, that they have put off for long periods of time, and that the reflection of reality is that it comes at you from the outside,
right?
Because you're not listening to it from the inside. And, well, you know, there is a whole dynamic. If you are aware enough of your dynamics of your emotional patternings and the things that you believe emotionally, then, you know, you can pretty much live a wonderfully peaceful life by heading off all of these things before they ever manifest.
So,
but very few of you have that level of awareness.
Okay, but we like to set goals out, potentials. So other people can...
You see the skeptical look that we're putting on his face?
Other people's reality, in Lee's case, her cousin's reality, has impact on her.
Sure, because it reflects with an energetic resonance, a sympathetic vibration that has existed from within Lee, from when she was having her dynamics of emotional difficulty. And so, you know, there's a sort of a dynamic of a sympathetic resonance that sets up a place between people who, you know, people who've been there before. And so the cousin made, this may be a somewhat new experience for him, but for Lee, it is recognizable in any number of ways, even though she never really had a substance addiction. Mm-hmm. She had, what would he call it, habitual patternings that were borderline addictions.
Right.
It's like having an addiction without having a substance.
Oh, you mean like OCD making lists, or
like OCD making lists, or like always being depressed, or always feeling less than, or always feeling better, or, you know,
add the word
always.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And that's the key to the fact that they're, in a way, adolescent behavior patterns that we...
Well, don't be surprised right now that you are all exhibiting certain dynamics of adolescent behavior patterns, because you are moving from your adolescence as a species into your adulthood. So you would be having those things that have come up that you would recognize as very adolescent. Very all or nothing, very black and white, you know, hard edges and strict rules and regulations. And,
you mean cancel culture?
or the opposite side of that, which is rebellion.
Right.
And we would say you have reflections of all of that right now in your world, if not in your own personal lives.
So
the indicators of the dynamics of the things that you need to deal with, and that is added to by the dynamics of where you are astrologically now, with Mercury retrograde until we believe the 3rd of November, and with Mars also retrograde, we believe that, you know, it's not going to get any easier, let us say. The pressures are going to continue to increase. And if you don't think that they can, just think to how much they just increased over last week.
Oh, sure. Not only the stuff about the presidential candidate Biden and his family, but Facebook and Twitter and those, the huge impacts in our lives and what to value to us and how we communicate and truth and lies and
blah, blah, blah.
But I'd like to get to a more personal question, which has to do with, you were talking about the challenges that can arise from doing well while others around you are not.
Right.
So,
well, you know, it depends on the patterning of what you have done. There are those of you in your world who have been preparing for this dynamic for a very long period of time. And we don't mean just in a sense of physical preparation, but we mean in the understanding of emotional preparation as well. Now, please understand that this is not an indictment for those of you that only have limited knowledge. Very few of you spend the amount of time and energy necessary in order to have a very good picture of what's actually occurring in your consensus reality. You're only given little bits and pieces and snatches of information that are pasted together in such a way as to create a dynamic of propaganda. And there is a whole interpretation of energy that needs to be done from a more objective level. And so if you are emotionally triggered by any of the dynamics that are going on in your world right now, you do not have an objective picture of the and an objective understanding of the reality and what reality, what the universe, what God, Goddess, all that is asking of you.
Well, those triggers are like the memories or those old adolescent patterns. They don't go anywhere other than to get us upset. They don't offer any solutions.
They're there for recognition.
Sure. Something
you know,
needs those to be attended to.
Those of you out there that are triggered by Trump or who are triggered by Biden or who are triggered by bigotry or who are triggered, you know, you'd have to look inside of yourself for those things. Because if you're emotionally triggered by them, it means that's the area in your life that you need to clean up, that you need to examine. And, you know, we like to say it's a mirrored reflection. It's completely turned around from what you actually wish. You know, if you wish to have love in your life, you're going to have a reflection. You're going to see where you're not allowing that love in.
So back to that being happy. And
did you like the dead air there?
That was my brain falling off a cliff. To the thought of someone's doing fairly well, relatively happy, but someone they care about is dealing with more emotional difficulties. Can the person who's doing fairly well actually have any impact?
And what does fairly well mean?
Emotionally centered.
To you, what does it mean? Oh, piles of money. Right? Isn't that what it means to you?
Parts of me.
Adrian's going, I'm not that shallow, am I?
Oh, parts of me absolutely are. Because those
but
parts.
What are you going to all do when there's not any money anymore? When money is all electronic and all barter? What you going to do?
What does that mean? That you can't use it to create safety and security, or you can't use it to feel better than somebody else, somebody else?
Everything is going to be a transaction that is recorded.
Okay. So that means honesty, or at least transparency. I'm sure there are ways to be dishonest.
Well, all we did. Oh, you see? See, you're already trying to hedge around it. Where did that short-lived integrity go?
No, I wasn't talking about.
Talking about you. You were only talking about others.
No, I don't. I can see possibilities where one can have the financial wherewithal without it having to be dishonest.
Really? In this world?
Oh, we've done it.
No.
At times.
Oh, no. You've never had piles of money.
No, not piles of money.
Well, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about piles of money. We're talking about billionaires, trillionaires, gazillionaires.
I'm not looking for that.
Well, you know, how can you have a world where there are so many that are so wealthy while so many others are living in poverty?
No,
pandemic began, there are 9 million more people that live in poverty since last January, from January to May. And we believe that figure is going up about 1 million a month. And so if you look at that dynamic, the powers that be are seeking to have you all more and more and more dependent upon government. And so if you get locked into a dynamic universal basic income, unfortunately, you're going to be reliant upon your government and their edicts in order for you to get your check.
Well, in my naivete, I have thought that universal basic income
But isn't it just a way of control in that sort of way? And so there has to be a third position here. You know, even though you can't just leave people on their own, because there's some people that you have to at least give a minimum equal start to people. And if you can do that, then you can, You have free reign, but until you satisfy the dynamics of the basic needs of most of your people, you cannot and will not be considered any sort of an advanced civilization, if you're even considered a civilization at all.
Well, could we not wake up and remember who we really are?
Hopefully.
Because you take...
Hopefully. Where's the indicators? In other words, instead of just pulling it out of your butt, show us where the indicators are. Show us what dynamic you are doing, have done, are doing in an active sort of way in order to make that reality happen.
No, it's beginning
instead
to...
Instead of just, oh, well, I would wish that it's going to be this way, or I would wish that it's going to be that way. Wishing, wishing. And if I keep wishing, then I don't have to do anything.
Ding!
Oh, you're hoping for another phone call?
No, no, no. There are things I'm doing, and...
No, we know that's the, you know... Again, Adrian is our shill. You all know what a shill is? You can look it up. Adrian's the only one that in the group that doesn't know she's a shill.
I remember.
Even though we keep reminding her.
I do remember. Now, listen, the getting up and doing it and putting it out there or putting it on the table or whatever is, it takes an act of will.
It takes an act of will, but it also takes a real opportunity. And we would suggest to you that many of you are getting impatient with the dynamics of your reality because because they haven't manifested in the way that you thought they were going to manifest. So, you know.
Well, we're back to control, aren't we?
In a way, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So let's go to this unknown number here that just popped up.
And we think we may have spoken with the person before, but we're not sure. Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Good morning.
Well, are you speaking in alien?
Who do we have here?
I talked to you before, Melissa. That's funny. I talked to you
yes.
before. Hi,
yes, what can we do for you today?
Yeah, I have a question.
Hello, dear one.
Hi. Hi, Satu.
Hello, go ahead. What you got for us, Melissa? Okay.
Yes, so this is my question. I am looking up at the sky right now, by the way. I think you, I do protect myself. I always call Michael.
Go ahead.
Well,
did we lose you?
No, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you're breaking up really bad.
Okay, let me move somewhere closer. Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's
me?
Better.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Oh, we lost you again.
Okay, yeah. So last year I had a situation where at least 50 people hating went up for apparent reasons. And then this year, where I live, it just happened, maybe like to a workplace, and they start to hate me for no apparent reason, like 10 or 11. I tend to have groups who tend to hate me for sometimes for no apparent reason. And I just need to remind myself I'm in a human body, and I try to shut it up, and then I look at it in intelligence, but it happens a lot. Thank God my staple job, my dream job, they rehired me back. That's been I love that job, so I'm going back to it. So I'm very excited with my heart, with love. But that seems to happen a lot, and I don't believe in the heart of the fallen angel. I don't believe in him. Can you explain to me? I am protecting myself, and I try to look in an intelligent way, but it happens too much. Too much.
Let us ask you a question. What do you think that they hate about you?
It could be my vibration. Perhaps I am an earth angel. I mean, I know that my vibration is high. I hope I don't look weird. I mean, I'm akin to, you know, I know it's like the different stars of the universe, but it's different. Just like people are all different. But I think it's the vibrations. I think it's my vibration. But I cannot change that. I know that that's God.
True.
Yes, sir.
Sure you can.
Yes.
Of course you can change your vibration. You don't have to, and as a matter of fact, you don't. Depending on the dynamics of your mood and what you are feeling as far as the dynamics of what occurs on the inside, on the emotional level, that is what changes your vibration. It's not like you can really, you can control your resonance, you can master the dynamics of your resonance, which in a way is vibration, but it is also, it's more mood, it's a dynamic of emotion mixed with reason and understanding of who you are. And so, you know, in a question, in a dynamic where you are saying to us that the reflection from others is that others seem to hate you, we would ask you where it is that you are hating yourself.
I think the only thing that I kind of hate myself is that I connect in some others who do not connect. They're so wealthy, but I know that we cannot take what's in the earth plane up when we go. If we go, everybody's different. But I guess because I worked so hard in my education, I can't seem to get there. Of course, laying down my little love. Pretty much it.
If I'm understanding you correctly, it's almost as though you're being physical gets in the way. Am I right or wrong?
No, that's not it. Because he asked me I'm not sure. I mean, I love myself. I love my uniqueness. I just wish I was more successful. When I try to move forward, I go backwards. I don't know if it's my emotion side.
Yeah.
But I don't hate people. I mean, I do not. People make their own mistakes. The Creator watches everybody. I know that. I just like
okay.
The behaviors. What
so,
but yes.
There's a patterning here. There's an emotional patterning here that comes from much earlier on in your reality when you were a dynamic of a child. And it taught you about that if you do gain a certain dynamic of success, then after you attain that dynamic, then something is going to occur and you're going to have the rug pulled out from under you. So it is much easier for you to never have the dynamic of success rather than to have that dynamic of success and then lose it. Get a lot of static in the background.
I'm sorry, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Yeah, we had a lot of static, but maybe so too we'll repeat that.
Well, again, so that's much better. Now it's occurring again. The situation is one where something occurred early on that taught you that if you allowed yourself to have success, then you have more to lose. In other words, it's much easier for you to never have gained the dynamic of success than for you to gain it and then have the rug pulled out from under you and you lose it. And so we would suggest to you that somewhere in your past, perhaps when you were very young, that something occurred in your family that the rug was pulled out from under you and there was a crash and a burn, something that would set into motion this belief that if you allow yourself to have success, then somebody's just going to take it away from you. Did that occur in your family when you were young?
When I was young, it was very difficult for me to grow, to live in peace and harmony. It was not very well at all. It was so many dramatic and things happened. It was I managed to stay in the positive way, but I don't remember. I remember that I was let down and downgraded a lot.
Right, right.
Put down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but that makes a lot of sense, and that would what shall we say, put a big crack in the foundation of who you see yourself as. Now, you might look for that dynamic. You know, it's an interesting thing, but we have an image for you. You know, that if you can go into a light meditation and see yourself standing on three or four granite blocks, and that these three or four granite blocks represent your foundation, the foundation of who you really see yourself as. But you're going to look at these concrete blocks and you're going to see that they have cracks in them. And they have cracks in them when people were telling you that you were not good enough and all of those dynamics that they would put you down for. And so, you know, again, these cause emotional hurts within oneself. So if you can mix yourself up a little concrete and start patching up those cracks, we would not be a bit surprised if you could not begin to allow yourself more and more success. You're not going to allow yourself a tremendous amount all at once, but you might be able to do it in an incremental journey, in a step-by-step journey. Again, the foundation of your identity is quite cracked, and it is because it is cracked that you have all of this insecurity about yourself. By doing this and doing it in your imagination, you are saying to your reality that you wish to heal this, that you wish to be done with this. And so as you do this exercise, do not be surprised that your reality gives you the opportunity to say, hey, are you really sure you want to move more to success, because it will begin to give you those opportunities that you can begin to allow those successes into your life. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it is making sense. And I was, when you were talking, I was doing it as well. And when I was doing it, I saw myself going up the steps, and then I saw like a bright light going in circles. I'm not quite sure the color. I think it was yellow. No, it was yellow, orange, white. And then I'm feeling my heart very, very, very hot right now. Very warm, my heart area. I'm sorry, I am feeling light.
All right. See? Yeah. Beautiful. You know, again, it just shows your willingness and your abilities in these areas. And the more that you utilize them, the easier they will become to use. And the more effective that they will be. Again, it's that whole matter of belief and behavior. Okay, Mom.
Do you have any message for me? Interesting.
Yeah, the message that we have for you is remember to be happy. Remember times of happiness. Remember times of peace. Remember times when positive things occurred in your reality. Don't spend all your time focused on what's wrong. Spend some time focused on what's right.
Interesting. It's very interesting. Stay in the joy. Correct? And stay more in the joy?
Yes.
All right.
That is beautiful. I will take that into consideration and start doing that more progression for myself. It's been an honor.
People often ask us what they can do in these sorts of situations, and we want to remind them to make an assessment. How much time do you spend focused on the negative, and how much time do you spend focused on the positive? You know, if most of you spent half the time focusing on remembering what the positive experiences of your life were, rather than always worrying about how you're going to fix the past, you'd be a lot more productive in your realities. So, all right.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking with me. I feel better.
Oh, dear one. It's always a pleasure. All right.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to move on here now. Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah. Thank you, Melissa.
All right.
Wow. So she was doing that, and immediately there was response within her.
Well, some people are very good at this, you know. So, you know, different people have different levels of awareness. And just because it's not so easy for you, you don't have to feel jealous.
Did you hear that quiet smirk on my face? Because
we can see it.
Yes, but for those on the radio, that's a bit challenging. So cool. It just says to me that people's souls are ready for them to move on.
Well, it would seem that way, would it not? And you don't mean move on in death, do you?
not unless that's their next step. So that is part of the
game. We wind up saying, when did you guys go to war with death? It's a battle, you know, from the moment you're born, you begin to die.
It's true.
Yeah.
True.
Just how interesting will you make the journey?
Well, and the whole belief that it's bad and wrong and therefore difficult and painful.
Well,
and
that death is a failure somehow. It's a failure. How can it be a failure? How can you believe in us if you don't believe that there's something else?
Believe in you?
That's right.
You do?
May not, but, you know.
All right.
There's no accounting for foolishness.
No. So yes, just your even talking about it reminds me about the positive and being positive and just remembering some time of happiness, because sometimes the situation around me is just not positive and not happy.
It's not.
Except
it's not the situation around you. It's the situation inside of you.
Inside of me.
Which is really mostly bullshit.
Well, yes, that's a spiritual term. However, I can remember times. In other words...
Well, but isn't that what it's about? You know, what's the easiest way to get out of a funk? Oh, remember a time of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but it was never really that good.
Oh, no, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. they're going to catch me in some trap here.
Not us. Not us. We're getting ready to leave.
Well, perhaps somebody else wishes to call in.
Save your butt.
I was hoping so.
All right. Well, let's talk about... Let's freak John out. Let's talk about intentional community.
Oh, that'll do it.
Well, it is important that you all begin to understand that there are many of you out there in this world. We had just talked about the 9 million of you who find yourselves in a new place where you have dipped below the poverty line, and we believe that's a very small amount of money on a yearly basis. And if you have a family, it's almost impossible to mm-hmm. live on that sort of dynamic. And so so many of you in that sort of way have to find a new way, need to begin to create a new way, need to be in a position where you are not dependent upon your government, because if you're dependent on your government and the government goes belly up, then you're going to find yourself in exactly the same situation as you find yourself in now. The government is offering you a handout, but it would be much more effective if you all begin to come together, pool your resources, find the dynamic of an ability to be more sustainable in your lives and in the lives of those that you care about. And it is in the dynamics of coming together in small groups, in what some people are calling self-organizing collectives, in order to share your resources and share the dynamics of your labor. And in fact, you will, so many of you, find it much easier to live, much easier to survive, much with comfort and understanding as a group, than you will be able to do on your own. And so these two own 97 acres of land here in Massachusetts. They've already been running a successful farm and farm stand for a number of years, and they are now retired, and there is this machine that is sitting here just waiting to be put into production again. If you are, what shall we say, dedicated and interested in this spiritual work and interested in, what shall we say, having up close and personal communications with us, we would say be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a joy.
All right. And so those of you that have any interest in anything like this, please send an email, communicate through Facebook, communicate through YouTube, communicate any way you wish through the websites, and we'll see if you're really suited for this. All right? All right. So 15 minutes left in the show, and we're going to dip on out of here because it's time. The fly just landed on his head.
Yes.
Is it artificial intelligence? Is it a drone?
Oh, I've heard all sorts of things.
Is it a drone?
Drone, artificial intelligence, demons. What is it? It's a fly.
Fly me a river. All right, dear ones. We love you all so very, very much. And so until next week, we close. Sending you peace, sending you happiness, sending you joy.
So two has left, and Josh is returning to his
Elvis
body.
Has left the building.
Yes, folks, this is Josh and our willing channel. Thank you. Uh-huh. That was great.
Uh-huh.
Kind of spacey?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So this is when we close out the show. Tell you to get in touch with us during the week if you wish. Come back next week.
Patreon.
We do Patreon once a month. It's called So Tuesday Tune-Up on a Tuesday evening through Zoom. It's very easy. It's a small private group where you get to talk with SOTU about anything and everything.
Costs you $15.
Costs
so
you
I can get rich.
$15 so we can get filthy rich. Once
do I have
about,
to go roll in the dirt?
Yes. It is actually coming up. It's going to be this next Tuesday. So check it out on Patreon. You can find the link on the blurb on the Blog
Talk
Radio.
You can join for just one session.
Yeah, you could always join. And if you didn't like it, you could cancel. There you go. And it's a couple hours. So usually, So usually you get plenty of time with the two. And they're fun. Besides that, they're fun. And you don't even have to talk if you don't want to. You just listen to other people's stuff because we often get reflections that way too. Our soul's going to get to us one way or another. So that's this Tuesday. Check it out, Patreon.
Tuesday.
In this very busy, energetic time in humanity's transformation. Well, we'd love to see you.
See how many paradoxes the Earth can go through between now and then.
We hope the Earth isn't going to be. It's enough that people are.
Paradoxum. All right.
He's a little silly. All right. We're also every Saturday on Facebook Live, so too, for about 20 minutes or so, talks about the energy of the moment. Very easy to watch. You can find it Facebook. That's also listed. So one last thing, a shout out to our friend Patricia Baker, who if you're into the paranormal, she has a wonderful show on Wednesday evenings on Blog Talk Radio called Supernatural Girls, Girls with a Z. Lots of good interviews and information there. So we love you. Till next week. We'll see you then. I'm Adrian.
I'm Josh.
They were so too.
Is it the planet Earth?
It is the planet Earth.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Tune in next week and help us all discover a future beyond the rift.